I don't need to tell you that this has been a year that has starkly revealed the gaping divide in our education system between the schools that have not and those that have. Inequalities in the school facilities, inequalities in access to technology, all of these things thrown into very sharp relief as everybody scrambled to adapt to online learning. And another point is that many learners were adversely affected, not just by the closure of schools, but also by the closure of their local libraries. Often for many of them, the only safe space to go and study, the only place to go online and to access a lot of their important learning materials. And libraries play an even bigger role than that. Research findings we know consistently show that reading for pleasure, for enjoyment, is even more important for children's educational success than their socioeconomic background and the status and facilities at their schools. So access to books can really help bridge these terrible gaps that have been highlighted this year. And that is why the Otto Foundation is investing quite heavily in school libraries and in programs aimed at encouraging South African children to read. We have chatted to them before on the show about their efforts to uplift in particular children of the Zonnebloem and District 6 community. And that work continues unabated. Just last week, they unveiled a beautiful new children's library at Warmer Estate Primary School. I have shared some of the photographs on Twitter if you are interested in taking a look. For now, though, let's welcome Nonikiwe Mashilogu, who is the Literacy Director at the Otto Foundation. Noni, it's great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the library, for the sake of listeners who might not have heard our previous interviews, won't you briefly tell us what the Otto Foundation's all about?
Yes, sure. So the Otto Foundation is a relatively young foundation. It started in 2017 when we realized that there was this need. There were quite a lot of schools that were, you know, trying to just improve their literacy levels, and there was this need for spaces that allowed that in the schools. We started off at the Zonnebloem Boys and Girls School and set up a library there, and then moved on to Holy Cross and have now moved across to Warmer Estate Primary School. But our focus is around just making sure that kids have a space where they can go and experience stories, particularly local stories from South African authors and publishers, and to get them excited about hearing different stories and reading and sharing their own stories. So it's just a space that we really want them to feel they can just feel free and have this creative energy sort of around them.
Nonikiwe, let's expand a little bit. It's not just about that wonderful sort of affirmation of having your stories heard and hearing people share stories with you and that moment of connection. Talk to us a little bit more about the knock-on impact into actual academic performance and educational capabilities. What does access to books unlock in that regard?
It unlocks a lot. We have already seen quite a difference. When a child has that sort of foundation of just reading and also listening to stories, you already have seen, research has shown that you can already pick up on the change and the improvement with the other work in their school. And in fact, one of the things we do is we really like to make sure that the school, the head of the school, the principal is fully on board, because this is something that we actually wanted to be included in the timetable. So the library lesson is actually included in the timetable, and it's also seen as a period where the kids get an opportunity to just really have a time to just spend time reading and working on their reading skills and just enjoying that moment of reading. And we've seen that, we've had feedback from the schools where we work in that the sort of the systemic testing has shown that there's been an increase generally in the outcome since having had this intervention.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the actual library, the Protea Library it's called, that was unveiled late last week. I mean, it's got the most beautiful design. It's so child-centric in its design. They're lovely, you know, sort of nooks and crannies and spaces with cushions for them to lie down with a book. There are tables for them to sit and work at. It's all laid out in a very light and bright and sort of friendly approach that really invites a child in at their level to explore. Tell us a little bit more about how this particular library came about in a year when so much was on hold. Noni, to have been able to complete the project in 2020 must be something you're very proud of.
We are very, very proud. And yes, it has been quite a challenging year, as you can imagine. A lot of things were shut down at some point, but thankfully, the creatives and the artisans who helped us with getting the library going were very supportive and always wanting to kind of find ways to see that we can try and still get a library going this year. So that was very wonderful. We worked with a lot of local sort of designers. And we really did want a space that just made a child feel that they matter. We want you to walk in that space and feel like, I matter, this space is for me, and I can just come in here and feel at home and relax and sit on a cushion, read a book, lie down there. In fact, even our tables are the kind of table where you can write on the table and wipe it off. Mm-hmm. So we want them to engage with the space on a very personal level. We want them to be very free, to be creative, to just really feel like this is a space where you can come in anytime. In fact, at the moment, since we've been open at break time, we get a lot of kids coming. Can I just come in and just sit for a few minutes? So, the idea was to make it a light, airy, fun, relaxed, welcoming space for them to really feel that they can just pop in anytime and want to come back again, you know? Yeah, so...
It's a thing of great beauty you've created there. Now, that takes money. Noni Kiwe, how do you fund this? Tell us a little bit more about the funding mechanism of the Otter Foundation.
Yes. So we are thankfully very blessed that we have the Otter family, who is our main funder. So they cover a large part of our funding. But we do have other organizations, particularly with helping us with the running costs for the library, called Kamvaletu. Kamvaletu chips in and assists with some of the running costs of paying the librarians and that kind of thing. Majority of the funding is actually from the foundation itself. But we do have a few partners, and then, of course, getting the books. We have a partnership with the Bookery, where they supply us with a base of 3,000 books to get going. And then we've also got a partnership with Shine, who also does literacy programs for the kids. The idea is to just have a bit of a cluster of different people there who can assist with this literacy issue that we currently have in the country.
Well, it's a thing of great beauty that's been created. Noni Kiwe, the next question is, where to from here? So this is one more school that is still in the same sort of geographical area as the ones you've been working in before. Is your focus going to stay in the District 6 sort of area, or is this potentially something that rolls out further?
At the moment, we are staying in that area. We have seen that there's quite a need. Unfortunately, because of the areas in the schools that we work with are actually considered to be in the quintile 5, which means they don't actually get a lot of government support. And yet the kids who are at this, our schools, they're commuter schools. Yeah. So a lot of the kids are coming out from sort of your less privileged areas. So what tends to happen is the schools in some of the schools in that area really do need the support, the extra support, just that little boost to take it to that next level. So we're finding that as we've added more libraries, we have had other schools approach us who are very keen of seeing what we've been doing, also keen. So at the moment, we are focused in that area. But, I'm sure as time goes on, we will step out of that area as well.
Noni Kiwe Mashalungu, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Literacy Director at the Otter Foundation. And if you're interested in reading up more about their work and taking a look at some of the previous projects they've been involved in, including learning centres and feeding schemes and computer centres and a lot of focus on books and literacy, please check out their website, which is ottofoundation.org.